in the limelight.
Yemeni authorities are charging some international aid agencies of playing politics with food aid, correctly pointing out that financiers of the organizations are the very same countries participating in the war on Yemen. These were the remarks of journalist Ahmed Abdul Karim, reporting from the Yemeni capital Sana'a in his report for Mint Press titled, "Yemen Starves Whilst International Aid Agencies Play Politics with Food." Please stay with us for more of Ahmed Abdul Karim's article. A recent Saudi coalition airstrike on the home of a prominent Yemeni businessman in the city of Taiz destroyed not only a family home, but also the hopes of the many Yemenis who rely on the generosity of philanthropic donors. As international aid agencies become increasingly beholden to the political interests of their largest benefactors. One woman and four children are among seven family members killed by a coalition airstrike on a home in Yemen's Khadir district in the southwestern province of Taiz. Five other Yemeni civilians were reportedly injured in the same attack, regarding which the Saudi United Arab Emirates coalition has thus far not commented. Two of the airstrikes targeted the family home of Abdul Ghawi Al-Kindi, a businessman who worked extensively to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the Khadir region of the province of Taiz. Al-Kindi, his wife and sons were all killed in the attack that completely destroyed their three-story family home. An eyewitness to the attack told Mint Press, as tears flowed from his face whilst local rescuers attempted to retrieve the dead bodies from underneath the rubble, "He, Al-Kindi, helped many poor and displaced families here. Al-Kindi did not belong to any party or group. He was just a businessman." The attack has angered local residents who still remember Saudi coalition bombings in recent years that have targeted a school bus, mourning halls, markets, hospitals, and the neighborhood of Rugas, among many other civilian targets. Residents of Taiz have called for retaliatory attacks against the Saudi-led coalition. A high-ranking official told Mint Press that the attack in Taiz is yet another flagrant violation of international law and humanitarian values and would be met with a strong response and retaliation from Yemen. For their part, the Ansar Allah movement denounced the Taiz attack and noted that the bodies of innocent Yemeni women and children do not lead international parties to stop lucrative arms sales to aggressor regimes, referring to American arms sales to Saudi Arabia and to United Arab Emirates. Mohammed Abdul Salam, the spokesman for the popular Ansar Allah movement of Yemen, said in the wake of the attack that killing, injuring citizens and targeting civilian houses is considered a continuation of the aggressive, bloody tactics that Saudi Arabia is using. The attack in Taiz was not the first to target prominent Yemeni businessmen and came after the World Food Programme, WFP, suspended food aid to areas of northern Yemen. The United Nations agency, WFP, the World Food Programme, said the move came after it was unable to reach an agreement with Yemen's national authority for the management and coordination of humanitarian affairs and disaster recovery over the implementation of a biometric system to support aid delivery. Last week, the World Food Programme, WFP, announced it had partially suspended operations in northern Yemen, where 14 million people have been pushed to the brink of starvation accusing the Ansarullah movement of diverting aid, a charge that the Ansarullah movement has categorically denied. The World Food Programme said the decision was taken as a last resort after lengthy negotiations stalled on an agreement to introduce controls to prevent the diversion of food away from some of the most vulnerable people in Yemen. The National Authority for Management and Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Recovery has charged the World Food Programme with corruption and said the aid group is exploiting aid for political purposes. The agency has raised concerns that a biometric system that uses iris scanning, fingerprints and facial recognition could easily be exploited by the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. The National Authority for Management and Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Recovery said in a statement on Tuesday, the World Food Programme, WFP, is no longer carrying out a humanitarian operation in Yemen, but its activities have rather become purely political. It is advancing the agendas of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and the United States of America. Yemen's Ansarullah movement says there is a precedent in which the Saudi United Arab Emirates coalition uses the World Food Programme as cover to occupy some areas. The coalition of invaders seized the strategic Red Sea port of Mukha, situated 346 kilometers south of Yemen's capital Sana'a, in December of 2017, claiming the move was necessary to protect World Food Programme shipping containers filled with humanitarian aid in the port city of Mukha. Abdul Mohsen Dawous, the head of the National Authority for the Management and Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Recovery of Yemen, said the World Food Programme asked for details of biometric data for more than 13 million people, including civilians and military and security personnel. The request included biometric data from important military personnel who are involved in Yemen's domestic ballistic missile program, raising fears from Sana'a authorities that the data would be transferred to Saudi coalition forces. These developments come as Yemen's armed forces are stepping up their retaliatory attacks against drones and winged cruise missiles against vital targets inside Saudi Arabia, including airports in the provinces of Asir, Najran and Jizan, as well as power stations in the province of Jizan. On Saturday, Yemeni forces launched a fresh attack on Saudi coalition aircraft and military equipment in ports in Jizan and Abha, inflicting losses on the facilities and leading to suspension of air traffic. Yemen's National Authority for Management and Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Recovery has called on the United Nations, the World Food Programme and all international aid organisations to shoulder their responsibilities towards the sufferings of the Yemeni people and to continue to provide assistance without being subject to extortion by donor nations. The agency pointed out that amongst the largest donors and financiers of the World Food Programme are the very same countries participating in the war in Yemen, led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and supported by the United States of America. To many Yemenis, the suspension of aid is no accident. The scant food aid provided by the United Nations, which millions of Yemenis relied on for their daily sustenance, often doesn't reach people until it is already expired. by that time often crawling with worms and cockroaches. Last week, the National Authority for Management and Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management turned back a World Food Programme shipment of enough flour to feed 100,000 families because it was so far past its expiration date. On Sunday, Muhammad Ali al-Houthi charged the World Food Programme with trying to cover up the delivery of spoiled food and expired aid. Regardless of who is to blame, the suspension of aid is sure to make the humanitarian situation in Yemen worse. It comes as one in every 30 Yemeni children dies during their first month of life as a result of malnutrition or increased exposure to infections, according to a recent report from the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. The report also warns that Yemen's maternal mortality rate has risen sharply during the war, from 5 deaths per day in 2013 to 12 deaths per day in 2018. The report notes, "When a mother dies, this greatly increases the risk of her children dying. Children who have lost their mothers often have little chance of survival." The maternal mortality rate, of course, is expected to worsen with the suspension of aid to Yemen. In its report, UNICEF also warns of total collapse of basic services in Yemen because of the continuing devastating war waged by Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, a war that has raged on now for 5 years, with only about half of the country's health facilities still functioning and a severe shortage of medicines, equipment and staff in Yemen. The report also points out that the interruption of salaries has led to lower working hours in vital facilities such as hospitals, schools, water and sanitation facilities, as well as other vital public sector. The salaries of more than 1.25 million government employees in Yemen, including doctors, social workers and other public health employees, have been suspended for more than 2.5 years. Now, like Yemen's other citizens, public sector employees, who were often among the beneficiaries of humanitarian aid, do not know where they will get their next meal from.